Hello, my crystals and pearls, and how are you today? Welcome back to a new episode, and I am, for one, so happy that it is hot in New York City. And if it's not hot where you are, then I'm truly sorry. Maybe we can send some sunshine your way. But today, we are here with my kitty cat. Say hi, kitty cat.
Meow.
Hello. That was like the rustiest meow.
Meow.
I'm a tired cat.
Meow.
Anyways, we are going to be talking about some new projects that are coming up in the KJ Project and some that have actually just sadly come to an end, even though we're exhausted, so part of us is not that sad. And I want to kind of go into a couple of the things that you would expect if you sign up for one of Kitty Cat's projects, boot camps, experience, journeys, and rides. So buckle up and enjoy. Alrighty, so let's jump right in. So, do you want to tell them about a couple of the projects that have just finished?
Sure, yeah. So, I was working with a group of kids. It's the first time that they offer Mambo at Alvin Ailey. So, for me, it was an honor to be the first person to bring that into such a huge and well-known organization. So for the past 4 weeks, Crystal and I were meeting in the mornings with these adorable little babies who were depending on us to teach them Mambo. Finally, last week, they had their performance and we invited all the parents in who loved it. So it was a really great experience. And the ages were like extreme.
Right. Like 6 years old, barely able to finish sentences right. To like, you know, kind of young baby teenagers, I guess.
Like 11 or 12.
For those of you who don't know, if you do live under a rock, Alvin Ailey is one of the most prestigious dance schools here in New York City, known around the world. They perform everywhere, pretty much, if you're in the first company, and if you have not had a chance to either come and take one of the open classes or to see any of their performances, you definitely should. Like, we 1,000% recommend it.
Definitely.
And can you tell them a little bit about why we like Ailey so much?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that from the moment we heard about Ailey, we fell in love with the message behind it. So Alvin Ailey was a man who, he was an African-American man, and he was you know, growing up or trying to dance in a time where the major companies were all Caucasian and mostly ballet. So he teamed up with this man who his name was Lester Horton, and then also this woman, her name was Martha Graham. So Lester Horton, he named his technique Horton, which is very much a linear type of modern. And Martha Graham is a very, very famous woman who came up with this dance style called Graham, the Graham technique. So they're both modern styles, and that was something that at that time was very different from what had been done, you know, where the arts was right. Art was mostly ballet. You would go to a theater and you were going to watch ballet. And so, especially when you think about a major company. So he was an African-American man who decided to put together an entire African-American company that not only was completely different,
out of the norm.
Right? But aside from that, they were not just doing ballet. Yes, they had ballet training, but most of their dances were modern-based and maintaining that Horton technique and Graham technique alive within his choreographies. So he had this dancer, her name was Judith Jameson, and that was his main woman on the cast. And so he teamed up with her, started working with her, teaching her his ideas, everything that he wanted to work for and what he wanted the company to stand for, which was basically that we're no different, you know, all races, we should all be able to do what we love. And it shouldn't just be the whites who are on stage. It should be anybody who loves to dance and puts all of their heart into it. So one of the things that I loved about his message was that he consistently would say that dance was for the people and it should always be given back to the people. And I think that's why for me it was so important to bring Mambo here, because it is from the people. It comes from us dancing calle and, you know, giving our all into every single song. And it stands, if you think about it, perfectly with his message.
Agreed. I think that we can see the growth even within the class. We mention it all the time. And I say we only because I feel so in tune with it. Not just because this is my sister, but because, like she said, the message itself speaks to the people, speaks to things we go through, our culture, our community. And it's definitely one of those dances where it definitely grows within a community base. That energy makes every move you make more powerful. I mean, you can mambo definitely on your own, but when you mambo in a group, it's a whole different ballgame. And one of the things that I like the most is that I have been here for the journey, where a year ago, you know, people didn't know what to expect, to now having tiny choreographies, to now having two boot camps that you just finished back to back, I think is a huge accomplishment. So could you talk to me a little bit about what those boot camps felt like in terms of being no longer just the dancer, but now the choreographer and responsible for all these, you know, special people that put themselves in your hands and say, okay, teach me.
So thinking back to a year ago, the first performance workshop that I hosted at Alvin Ailey, it was definitely nerve-wracking. First, putting out there an entirely new dance for a school that hasn't done it, and not knowing what to expect. Who was going to kind of put themselves in my hands and say, I'm going to try this, even though I'm not really sure what it is. Or I like this, so I want to challenge myself. I didn't know what to expect. So when I walked into a room of 30 people, I was... I don't even know the word, but I was flabbergasted. Yeah, but it was an amazing experience, and definitely, there was this feeling of being nervous, but I don't want to say it wasn't fear.
It seemed, at least to me, as excitement.
It was
they
more
were excited
excitement.
To learn from you, but you were just as excited to be able to teach them.
Absolutely, yeah. It was more the excitement of it that makes you feel like these. It's almost like when you fall for someone, you know, right. You think they're cute and you feel like those little like
jittery butterflies
in your stomach. It was that feeling, you know, and I was like falling in love with them for the first time.
Right, and I think it is a relationship too, because you have that dynamic with each person individually, and then you have the dynamic with them as a group.
As a group, absolutely. So that was the first one, you know. Not everybody made it out alive. But I think we performed with maybe like 21 people.
Public disclosure, they actually are still living. They just, you know, they decided to part ways.
Not everyone can stand the challenge. So it was fun. That was the first time. But I can see the growth as I continue to have a second one. And then now the one Crystal has just mentioned last weekend was my third time, or our third time, because definitely I couldn't have done it without your help.
Oh.
Yeah, it was fun.
Thanks. I try.
No, we did a really good job. And honestly, I think the most important part of these workshops, the more I do them, is how I start to learn more, is that what's important is the journey. Mm-hmm. That end performance, yeah, it's right. Beautiful and it's, oh my God, and we got to perform. But the important part, what stays with you, is all of the rehearsals, all right. of the conversations, all of the stress, right. all of that's what stays with you for a long time. Right. And you remember that moment, you're like, wow, that was so great, but I want to work harder again. Right. You know, it makes you want to go back into the studio and learn more.
Definitely.
So that's what I'm excited for. And I think that's what motivates me every mm-hmm. time, to see how committed some people become mm-hmm. once they have that challenge in front of them.
No, I agree. I think that one of the things, in addition to that, is their journey is fantastic, but seeing their journey up close and the how much they grow from day one to day two to day three to going all the way up to the actual final performance is like they grow physically, because you go through a lot of changes, because dancing, you know, on a weekly basis changes you emotionally, because you are thrown into this not knowing what to expect, not knowing how you're going to get along with people, right. not knowing whether or not you even like it or mm-hmm. don't like it once you're in there.
Right.
And then it also changes you as an art, as a producer of art,
as an artist.
Yeah. You know, we all think of ourselves like, okay, well, you're definitely the artist because you're the choreographer. But in reality, each one of them are an artist, because right. each one of them has their own way of showcasing their art and mm-hmm. showcasing how they move and how they you know, reciprocate that attention that you give to them,
right,
and that energy that they bring into the room, to me, is one of the best parts, is mm-hmm. that you get to see there just up close and personal what it's like when you have 30 energetic people dying to show you what they have.
Right, exactly. And I think that's why for me, every time, the first day that we come into the studio, it's so important. I set up a circle and I say, everybody, just, you know, let's stand in a circle. I'll start. My name is Catherine Jimenez. I've been dancing for da-da-da years, and I've done mambo for this and that, and just try to create a safe environment because of that. People don't know each other. Right. A lot of the time you're walking into a room with completely new people, and mm-hmm. we think that that only happens to children, but we're just children who grew up.
Right. We just got taller.
Yes.
Some of us not even smarter.
Just taller. And maybe not even that much taller.
Some little people not so tall. But no, I agree. And it's funny that you say that, because sometimes the kids even are more sociable than the adults.
Right.
I think we develop these like restraints where we're like, okay, well, I can't be too friendly.
I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Right, I'm going to look cuckoo bananas if I go up to someone. I'm just like, hi, this is me.
Yeah.
So you're right. You're absolutely right. And even within people that do know each other, that have done the challenge before, you kind of, just like in school and at work, you develop your little clique.
Right.
And if you're no longer with that person, it's like, look, let me partner you with this one. And I think I love that about what you do. Every choreography has a showcase of you as an individual, a showcase of you as a team,
right,
and then little partner work things that kind of like build that relationship with someone else. That now you know, if you want to go out dancing, if you want to go take the class, if you want to rehearse, you have that buddy,
right,
where it's like, okay, well, if all else fails, I have this person.
Right, exactly. That's going to be down for whatever.
We have the same part. We have to figure this out.
You and me. Messing up doesn't matter.
We both have solos and we can't figure this out. We can't figure it out together.
Exactly.
I agree.
So,
I think people would be interested in knowing is, if they were interested in signing up for one of your challenges, where could they go? Where could they find and keep up with something that you're working on or something that you're putting out there?
So I am on most social media, except for Twitter. I never got the hang of that.
Not a tweet.
But I am on Instagram. It's Catherine J. O-N-2, so Catherine J on 2, and on there I will post whenever I'm having a workshop or if I'm hosting a challenge like that. Sometimes I have challenges that aren't such a long commitment, just because I do know that even the people who were working with me in this challenge, and myself and you as well, we have jobs and we are working and we have our own projects, and so it's hard to...
You mean you have a life outside of dance?
Yeah.
You do things? Oh my
God. I know.
When?
How? I don't know.
Oh God.
But you could definitely sign up on there. It's usually through the ALE extension page, and I'll post it on my Facebook or my Instagram so you guys can look at my stuff there. Woohoo!
Yay! So with that being said, please go check out her Instagram. If you follow me on mine, I'll also have links in mine for things that we have coming up, things that we're working on. And one of the challenges that she forgot to mention was we recently did the Connecticut Salsa Festival, and that one was only 4 hours. I mean, we pushed it and we woke up extra early and rehearsed right up until we got on stage. So we pushed it to about 5.5 hours. But it was one of the most crazy things that you can think of, because I kid you not, it is an entire routine that people can spend months on that you learn and rehearse and perform within a day. And that is like half a day. And then makeup, and then a costume, and then going on stage, and then going crazy. And it's one of the best things that you'll ever do for yourself, because I am a strong believer that we put excuses for ourselves, mainly because of our own fears. And sometimes conquering those fears is what shows you how strong you really are. So with that being said, I'm going to leave you guys with this note. Remember that you go out there fearlessly and you go out there taking care of yourself. Everything else that happens along the way that is out of your control does not concern you. What you can control is who you want to be and how you want to react in any given situation. That's your personality, and that's what makes you, well, you. So be kind to your mind. It's the only one we have. And I'll catch you guys next time. Say bye, kitty cat.
Meow.